The U.S. government extended the closure of land borders with Canada and Mexico Wednesday to non-essential travel, such as tourism, through August 21st. This as officials debate whether to require visitors to have received a COVID-19 vaccine. The latest 30-day extension by the Department of Homeland Security came after Canada announced Monday it will start allowing in fully vaccinated U.S. visitors August 9th for non-essential travel. The White House plans a new round of high-level meetings this week to discuss the travel restrictions and the potential of mandating COVID-19 vaccines for visitors, sources briefed on the matter told Reuters. Norway signed a deal Wednesday to swap 100,000 doses of its unused shots made by Johnson & Johnson with Lithuania in return for an equal number of doses from Pfizer in a move to speed up inoculations. Norway is not using the J&J shot in its national vaccination program due to concerns about rare blood clotting issues. Demand in Lithuania is high for the single-dose J&J vaccine, Solberg said. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. A member of the U.S. men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend, soon after he arrived in Japan, according to his brother. This is VOA News. In northwestern Nigeria, 100 civilians have regained their freedom after 42 days of captivity, Zamfara state authorities said Tuesday. A state police statement said the victims were released, quote, without the payment of any ransom, end quote. Armed men in the village of Manawa kidnapped them in early June. Northwestern Nigeria has been the scene for several years of the activities of criminal gangs who attack, loot, and kidnap villagers, stealing their livestock and burning their homes. A former senior editor of Hong Kong's shuttered pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily was arrested by National Security Police Wednesday morning. A police source told AFP the former executive editor-in-chief had been detained. In a statement, police said they had arrested a 51-year-old former newspaper editor for, quote, collusion with foreign forces, end quote, a national security crime. He is the ninth employee of Apple Daily arrested under a sweeping national security law that Beijing imposed on Hong Kong last year after huge and often violent democracy protests. At least 25 people have died, including a dozen passengers trapped in a flooded subway after torrential rains inundated central China, paralyzing several cities and causing millions of dollars in damage. As river embankments were breached and record downpours across Henan province, President Xi Jinping described the situation as extremely severe, with flood control measures entering, quote, a critical stage, end quote, state media reported Wednesday. Around 200,000 residents were evacuated in Zhengzhou, local government officials said. Soldiers led rescue efforts in the city of over 10 million people, which saw the equivalent of a year's average rain dumped in just 3 days. The rainfall in the region was the heaviest since record-keeping began 60 years ago. U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II. The decrease for both Black Americans and Hispanic Americans was even worse, 3 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the calculations for 2020 early Wednesday. The drop is due mainly to the COVID-19 pandemic, which health officials say is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. A Russian Proton M rocket carrying a new laboratory module for the International Space Station blasted off from Kazakhstan Wednesday, the Roscosmos Space Agency said. The agency released images showing the carrier rocket taking off into orbit with the first Russian ISS module in 11 years. The journey should take 8 days. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's on VOA 1. Cross my heart.